Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, August 10th, 2015. Hundreds march in the funeral of killed Palestinian, and in Gaza, Israeli Navy attacked fishermen and kidnapped two of them. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. At the village of Kutna near Jerusalem, hundreds of residents joined on Monday afternoon family members and friends in the funeral of Anas Taha, 20, who was killed by Israeli soldiers on Sunday. Israeli soldiers shot and killed Taha in an Israeli gas station near Mudaim illegal Israeli settlement near Ramallah City. Troops claimed that he tried to stab an Israeli settler. According to family members, Taha was released from Israeli army detention centers at the beginning of the year. He was assassinated by the army and did not try to kill the settlers, the family said. Early on Monday morning, Israeli soldiers abducted six Palestinians and summoned another from the West Bank district, said security sources. Kidnappings and army home searches were reported in the cities of Jenin, Hebron, Bethlehem, and Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, Israeli occupation forces assaulted and injured guards at Al-Aqsa Mosque Monday morning at the door of Asbat while detaining another. Israeli forces pepper-sprayed a group of children and beat them when they tried to enter the mosque to participate in a summer camp. The soldiers then beat the guards severely when they tried to protect the children, injuring four of them. In other news, Israeli forces early Monday demolished a Palestinian house in Deir Balut town to the west of Salfit, as well as two residential structures and a livestock barn in Ad-Dahriya town to the south of Hebron. Meanwhile, Israeli forces served demolition notices to several Palestinian houses near Al-Hamra permanent military checkpoint on Road 57, which is controlled by Israeli authorities. All Palestinians whose houses are located to the north of the checkpoint were handed notices giving them only 10 days to evict their homes to prepare for the demolition. In Gaza, Israeli Navy forces on Monday morning detained two Palestinian fishermen off the coast of Gaza City, the Secretary General of Gaza's Fishing Union said. According to fishermen, the Israeli gunboats approached their fishing boats while they were sailing within the 6 nautical miles fishing zone. Palestinian fishermen face daily risk in order to make living, including routine harassment from Israeli Navy, confiscation of boats and materials, detention, and potentially death. At least three Palestinian fishermen have been shot dead by Israeli forces since last September. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, August 10th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.